Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are gathered together during a busy season. Things really pick up, in my experience, after Thanksgiving. And there are a lot of events going on, a lot of Christmas shopping in general to do, and various other things like that. There's a lot to take in visually, right? You go down the street, and now there are a million little lights grabbing your attention. But between the busyness and the decorations, and maybe family gatherings to plan, there's a whole lot to grab your attention. And I guess throw in all the other normal things that keep on going in a busy season. During the Christmas season, all the decorations, all the extras, ideally serve to focus our attention. Right, we're going to be decorating more in our sanctuary as the weeks progress. And all of those decorations have a purpose. Right? The decorations are meant to draw our eyes, not so that our attention rests in those things, but so that our attention is drawn through those things to Christ, which is the point of Advent, right? To prepare our hearts. How do we prepare our hearts? We prepare our hearts to pay attention to Christ rather than things that would compete with or distract from Christ. Attention is really at the heart of worship. That's why we have things like paraments, liturgical art. That's why we have a big cross in right at the front here. Right, you sit wherever you're sitting. The building kind of flows, the sanctuary kind of flows toward the front here, and especially toward the cross on the wall. It's to direct our attention, so that our attention rests, well, not even on the cross, right? But what the cross makes you think of. It's all designed to bring our attention to Christ. So you could say that attention is worship. Worship is all about attention. And in worship, we pray that God would clear away all the idols in our heart that would distract from Christ, that we would be reset, so to speak, so that when we go back out into the busyness of the world, the chaos of our schedule, whatever it is, that we would remain focused on Christ, that He would be the center of our attention, which holds all those other things together and gives us direction. In the Old Testament reading that was read just a few minutes ago, that was all about attention as well, right? Did you catch it? Hear, O Israel, right? Listen up. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. But then he says, these words I command you today shall be on your heart. How? Right? Your heart as the place where attention happens, right? And teach them diligently to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you get up, when you, all the time. Put it on the doorpost of your house and on your gates so that every time you go out, every time you come back, you see it. God's commanding Israel not just to hear now as I speak these words, but hang on to these words. Hang on to them. Let them be the center of your attention. You could also say that the first sin in the Garden of Eden was a sin of not paying attention, right? Or paying attention to the wrong thing. As Eve listened to the serpent, gave the serpent her attention. Right? This is still our struggle. This is sin. It's a giving attention to something other than Christ. The goal being to hold Christ at the center of our attention. In the gospel reading from John chapter 1, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. We paid attention. We saw his glory. Right? He was in the world. Not everyone received him. But to those who did receive him, who gladly paid attention, you could say, he gave the right to become children of God. Immediately after that, the Word became flesh. We talk a lot about Christ becoming flesh in order to die. This is at the center of Christ's incarnation, his becoming flesh for us and for our salvation. But just think about how he grabbed our attention through his crucifixion. He was lifted up as a spectacle for the world to see and remember, so that we would see him there and not just see Christ on the cross, beaten and killed, but to see him on the cross for us and for our salvation, that we would see Christ and see in his blood our forgiveness and life, that we would see the blood and the water pouring from his side and see forgiveness, cleansing from sin, the Holy Spirit, and all of Christ's gifts for us. Christ grabbed our attention in order to give us his gifts through faith, which is attention. He grabbed our attention in other ways. We who had, as the human race together, we who had given our attention to other things, made gods of men and birds and animals and creeping things, as we heard in Romans 1, and iPhones and all kinds of other things, Christ lovingly came to us, presented himself in front of our face, became a human being that we could see and hear from and learn from. He did miraculous things to draw attention, right, as he healed the sick. When he called Lazarus out of the tomb, everybody said, "What? Did you see that?" Then they were talking about it and it was causing a stir, gathered a huge following. Then you get the gospel writers writing about it all, the apostles going out to all nations, telling everybody about it. Christ came down from heaven for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven in order to draw our attention back to God, away from all those things that we would idolize. So as we go through this busy season, with all the things that could grab our attention, well, we always have things grabbing our attention, right? We focus our minds and our hearts on Christ, who came for us and for our salvation, who said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." Essentially saying, "I'm everything that matters." Right? He tells Mary and Martha that sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him, paying attention to him, is the one thing needful. And that's really a gift, if you think about it. That the best thing we could do is pay attention to Christ, who desires to give us every good thing. What a gift. And to gather extra here during Advent, to gather together more to remind each other of Christ, to point one another to Christ and what he's done for us in taking on human flesh, dying on the cross and rising from the dead for our salvation. Nothing could be better than getting together with each one of you and focusing our hearts together through worship, hearing the Word, singing the Word. Nothing could be better than gathering together and focusing our hearts together on Christ, worshiping him. In Jesus' name, amen.